In a logo, a moon hangs in a night sky. City buildings stand in front of a mountain range. Reicher Entertainment, a Cox company. In an auditorium, the top of a grand piano stands open, offering a view of its internal mechanisms. A girl wearing a black Windsor Academy school uniform trimmed in red strides up to the piano. The girl places sheet music in the instrument's music rack. She opens to Chopin's Valse Opus 64, number 1. She smooths her neat blonde hair and lets her fingers hover over the keyboard. Reicher Entertainment presents an Orr and Cruikshank production in association with Dual Star Productions and Andy Tennant Film. Kirstie Alley, Steve Guttenberg, Mary-Kate Olsen, Ashley Olsen. It takes two. On a city street, kids play softball. A girl wears a New York cap backwards over her disheveled blonde ponytail. Chewing bubble gum, she blows a big bubble and grips a bat with grimy fingers. At the piano recital, girls in identical uniforms sit with their backs straight. A few adults fan themselves as they view the performance. The judges, three women wearing stern expressions, sit at a table writing notes. Medals and three trophies of different sizes rest on a tabletop. At the game, empty soft drink bottles clutter a space. A few neighborhood guys watch the action, frowning. The pitcher signals to the catcher, brushing his cap's brim. Squatting, the catcher gives hand signals. The girl with the bat blows another bubble. A boy waves his teammates back. After the recital, a girl in a white suit carries the biggest trophy. Attendants follow her, toting suitcases from the stately gray stone buildings. On the city street, a tiny boy with glasses and a girl with a mop of neat thin braids hold soda bottles like microphones. A woman with long reddish-brown hair leans out a window at the Eastside Children's Center Orphanage.
Well, fans, it's the bottom of the ninth and the bases are loaded. And guess who the orphans have at bat? That's right, it's the home run queen herself, the belter from the shelter, Miss
Amanda Lemon!
What?
I'm gonna kill you! Didn't I tell you not to play ball in that dress?
Oh, come on, Diane! I ain't gonna hurt it!
It's time for your interview. Now drop the bat. Let's go!
Just let me smash this ball down, too! Okay?
All right, you got 10 seconds. Otherwise, the game is gonna be called on account of bloodshed!
The batter wears a sundress.
Come on, Frankie. I gotta go to Staten Island. Staten Island? What about camp? You'll miss the bus! I won't either. It's just a look-see. They're not trying to place you with the butt kisses, are they? So what if they are? You haven't met those people? That family collects kids. They'll take anybody.
Even a reject like you.
Shut up, Frankie. At least I got an interview. And Amanda Buttkiss steps to the plate.
Amanda grips the bat with determination, her blue eyes fixed on the pitcher, Frankie. The catcher gives hand signals, and Frankie lobs an underhanded pitch. Amanda's bat smacks the ball, sending it flying in a high arc. It bounces off the side of the Children's Center's red brick building, and the kids watching the game cheer. Amanda breaks into a wide smile, then takes off, running the bases chalked on the pavement. The Children's Center's colorful door opens, and Diane steps out, wearing a black jacket over a black and brown checked outfit. She waves to a taxi, and it speeds down the narrow street as Amanda and other players round the bases. The catcher jumps out of the taxi's way. It stops over home base. A kid from the other team scoops up the ball from the sidewalk and throws it to another team member. Amanda raises her fists in victory, then trudges over to Diane.
Come on, hop in.
Oh, man, it was a grand slam.
Hey, Diane, see if they want a little boy. You know, me and her, 2 for 1.
What am I, on sale? Get your own.
Amanda and Diane get in the taxi.
Staten Island, please.
Frankie reaches in and taps Amanda with the ball.
You're out! We win! Amanda, touch your feet!
Amanda leans out the window. Diane pulls Amanda back inside. Later, the taxi drives down a modest residential street and stops.
There you go. Thanks.
They climb out and gaze at a row house.
Okay, so, you know, it's not exactly Park Avenue, but you can't always judge a book by the cover. Besides, you don't want to be an orphan forever.
So adopt me, why don't you?
They won't let me adopt you on my salary. Besides that, you know what? You deserve a mother and a father.
So get a husband.
It's not like buying a car, you know.
I know it's gotta be that can't eat, can't sleep, reach for the stars, over the fence, World Series kind of stuff, right?
Well, a girl's gotta have her standards.
Well, I got mine, and I say, let's blow off these people.
Amanda starts off. Diane pulls her back.
Gum.
Amanda spits it out.
Hat.
She pulls off her cap.
Other gum.
Amanda spits out another wad.
Now look, I know these people have a stupid name, but they really like kids. Okay? So put on a smile.
Amanda forces a sarcastic smile.
Sell it, girl!
Why do I always got a hard dress?
Because it makes you look so pretty.
A couple peeks at them, then steps out. A red-haired woman gapes at Amanda with a goofy smile.
Oh, isn't she the most precious thing?
Her pale husband winks.
What a pretty little dress.
Ooh, huh? She's a honey, all right. Look at that, Fanny. She's got your mother's smile.
Amanda frowns.
And your father's sense of humor.
I'm sorry, that's very funny. That's very funny.
Come on.
Amanda reluctantly lets Diane guide her into the house. At an airport, a private aircraft displaying the blue and white logo for Callaway Cellular taxis on the tarmac. Two men wearing black suits step out of a pair of shiny black limousines and hurry off. A third man with slicked back gray hair and a mustache exits a limo. He buttons his suit jacket as he waits by the vehicles parked in front of a building with the sign Top Executive Jet. A tractor driver pulling a luggage cart stops next to him and glances at the plane.
Callaway, huh?
Yeah.
Must be a real big shot.
Oh, you'd be surprised how big.
Wearing the white suit and a straw hat, the girl from the recital smiles. She holds her trophy.
All this for her?
Uh-huh.
Gee.
With a broad smile, the man at the limo waves and strides over to the plane. The girl's smile fades as she descends the steps. Her face is identical to Amanda's.
Welcome home, princess.
He forgot again, didn't he?
Oh, well, I'm afraid your father's been unavoidably detained. But if it's any consolation, I know an old butler who's mighty glad to see you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vincenzo. How terribly rude of me. I'm very glad to see you, too.
Ah, thank you, honey. Hey, I see you've been practicing. Congratulations.
What's his excuse this time?
Your father? Well, he's preparing for your arrival up at the summer house.
Which one?
On Lake Minocqua.
But that's been closed for years. He never goes up there.
Well, he does now.
Oh, Vincenzo, you big fat fibber. Hmm? What's going on?
My lips are sealed.
You mean it's a surprise?
Oh, yeah, I suppose you could put it that way.
It's a welcome home party for me, isn't it? I knew Daddy was up to something.
Oh, well, now, Alyssa, I didn't say...
Oh, Vincenzo, I won't tell. I've never had a surprise party my whole life.
Creases deepen in Vincenzo's high forehead.
Well, this will certainly be a surprise.
At the orphanage, kids board a yellow school bus.
Come on, move it! I got 43.
Me too. Guess who's missing?
Oh, Carly. Where's Amanda?
She's not coming.
Diane finds Amanda sitting alone in a room lined with beds.
Hey, Slugger, sup?
Not going to stupid camp.
Oh yeah, well, I don't blame you. Look at this place. It's a pigsty. Probably gonna take you the whole week just to make your bed.
Don't joke, I'm serious.
I'm not joking. That's why I sent the bus ahead without us.
Flyer.
Oh yeah? How much you wanna bet?
$50.
Okay, so I didn't send the bus.
Cough it up.
But I will. And then you and I can just sit here until you tell me what's really wrong.
Not going to stupid butt kisses either.
I was waiting for that one.
They're the best I can do. Frankie's right. I am a reject.
Diane kneels next to Amanda.
You're not a reject. It's just that most people want to adopt
babies. I know. This orphan stuff is like growing up in a dog pound. Everybody wants a puppy. Just once I'd like to sleep in my own room.
Hey, come here a minute. Listen to me. You listening to me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna find you the best home in the entire world. That's a promise.
You don't make promises, remember?
I didn't say I don't make promises. I said I don't make promises I can't keep. There's a big difference. Now, can we please go to camp? Please? Please, please.
Okay, 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 okay.
Amanda rolls away from Diane's tickles.
But you still owe me $50.
Amanda grabs her backpack and skips out. In the countryside, the two limos travel along a paved road bordered by trees. The limos pass the yellow bus from the orphanage, its hood painted in bright colors. A road sign reads, Lake Minocqua, 25 miles. Later, the limos drive through wrought iron gates. Cobblestones form swirl patterns in the driveway next to a manicured lawn. The driveway circles around a fountain and small garden in front of a gracious gray stone mansion. The limos park in front of the mansion and a driver opens the limo door for the passengers. The girl beams as she gazes at the vine-covered house.
Gorgeous!
I think this house is going to be my favorite.
Yeah. I remember many happy years here.
A man comes out.
Hey, oh, there
Daddy!
She is. Come over here. Oh, my little... Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not Alyssa Calloway. Alyssa Calloway's a little girl and you're a foot taller than she is.
It's me, honest.
It is.
The curly-haired man hugs his daughter.
Honey, I've missed you so much. I'm sorry I wasn't there at the airport to meet you.
That's okay. I knew it had to be something really important.
Uh-huh.
Like a party, maybe?
She knows about the party?
I didn't say a thing.
Huh.
Vincenzo didn't tell me. I figured it out on my own. I should have let you surprise me, but I'm too excited.
You are?
It's still on, isn't it?
Yes, of course. It's still on, sweetheart. But are we talking about the same party?
A blonde woman appears.
Oh, Roger, she's... Darling!
Alyssa, I would like you to meet a very good friend of mine, Clarice Kensington.
Hello, Miss Kensington. How do you do?
Oh, what a perfect little girl. Roger, I'm absolutely smitten.
You and I are going to be great friends.
Are you here for my party?
Your party? Roger, don't tell me you haven't told her.
Told me what?
Vincenzo raises his eyebrows.
Sweetheart, the party is not for...
Another couple of hours. So let's get you settled in there, princess.
Yes, why don't you do that? I'm sure you two have lots to talk about.
He didn't tell her. I can't believe he didn't tell her.
Maybe he wanted to give her the good news in person.
I'm sorry, did I say something to you?
The butler stiffens under Clarice's condescending gaze. At the lakeside camp, a name hangs over a gateway, Camp Calloway. The Children's Center's bus drives in and parks next to several more school buses. As kids race out of the buses, Diane turns to her group.
Remember to bring your own bag.
In a rustic bunkhouse, Carmen, a girl with long, crimped hair, climbs to a top bunk and Amanda stops her.
Yo, Carmen, you blind?
What?
Amanda points towards scratched into the wooden ceiling. Amanda's bunk. Carmen hops down.
Girl, when are you gonna get a life?
Amanda climbs up and plops her cap on the bunk. In the mansion, Alyssa lays her straw hat on her bed.
Miss Kensington seems nice.
Mm-hmm.
Does she work with you?
Roger shifts uncomfortably.
Not exactly.
Toys and dolls fill shelves.
Hey, I got something to show you. Right up here.
He lifts her to a window.
You see there? Across the lake? That's Camp Calloway. That was your mom's favorite project.
So, is she from the camp?
Who?
Miss Kensington.
Oh, sweetheart. I want to have a little talk with you.
They sit on the canopy bed.
You know, Alyssa, a lot's happened while you were gone. And you know, I haven't been able to come up to this house since Mom passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But there comes a time when a person has to move on. You're getting older, and there's just so much a father can do without help.
We have Vincenzo. He helps us.
That's right, he does. And he's been a good friend to this family for a long time, but what I think our family really needs is a...
Excuse me. Telephone boss, it's a board meeting.
Oh, let me call him back, okay,
Vincenzo? They said it was urgent.
I'm with my...
In the doorway, Vincenzo shrugs and shakes his head.
Will you forgive me?
Don't I always?
Roger kisses his daughter's forehead.
So good to have you home.
He hurries out.
It's on too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, young lady. Summer vacation, official. Go play.
Will you come with me?
Oh, gee, I wish I could, Princess, but I'm afraid I got a lot of work to do. Sorry.
With an apologetic smile, the butler leaves Alyssa wearing a glum look, alone in her pink room surrounded by toys. At the camp, Amanda, Carmen, Frankie, and a few other kids gaze at the mansion from a tree perch made of wooden planks.
Whoa, check it out! Buckingham Palace!
That's in London, brainless. It's the Calloway House. Nobody's lived there for years. It's haunted.
It's not either.
Ask anyone. Every full moon, old Lady Calloway's ghost crosses the lake and eats one of the campers.
Yeah, right. And Santa Claus lives with the Tooth Fairy in Queens.
You ever been over there?
No.
You're so sure it's not haunted. Why don't you go over there and ring the doorbell?
You think I'm scared?
$5 such a chicken.
Cough it up, choir boy. Show me your money.
Oh, this I gotta see.
The kids dig into their pockets and pull out a few wrinkled bills. In the den, Alyssa spies on the camp through a telescope. She spots Diane playing a game with a half dozen kids. They shake their feet, then hop in circles, waving their arms. Alyssa grins.
I didn't even know they had catering.
As Clarice and a secretary come in, Alyssa hides behind the drapes.
They say the first Mrs. Calloway was a lovely woman, but look at this room. No wonder the woman's dead. She had absolutely no taste. Can't wait to sell this house. Now, Jules, I want one bar set up in here and two out in the patio.
They spot Alyssa. Clarice forces a smile.
Well, hello, Munchkin.
Alyssa stomps out. Clarice's smile fades.
Daddy!
Honey? Honey, what's the matter? What? What? You all right?
No!
What? What happened?
She hates this house!
Oh, let's not be dramatic, darling. She was hiding in the den, and I simply said that we might fix it up someday. That is, if you'll let me.
Who is she?
Roger takes a nervous breath.
I guess there's no easy way to say this.
He takes Clarice's slim hand in his.
Sweetheart, Clarice and I will be married next month.
What?
You're finally going to have a real family, and she's going to be your new mother. Isn't that wonderful?
Alyssa meets Vincenzo's worried glance, then pretends to faint. The butler suppresses a smile. Roger turns to Clarice.
She does it sometimes.
He goes to Alyssa.
Honey.
And she gets away with it. I'm sorry, Roger, but little tantrums mustn't be rewarded.
Alyssa, come on, sweetheart.
Roger, honey. You're only making it worse. I know what I'm talking about. All right, people, back to work. Shoop, shoop, shoop. Let's focus on the engagement party.
Sure hope you're right.
Leaving Alyssa on the floor, Roger goes back to Clarice.
Trust me, I'm a woman.
She leads him away.
Oh, look at the time. I have got to get my face on.
Alyssa sits up and turns to Vincenzo.
How's about some milk and cookies, huh?
She storms up a staircase.
I've lost my mother, now I've lost my father. I have no family. I'm an orphan, and I'm running away.
Outside, the orphans sneak into the garden.
Come on, we gotta hide.
What if we get caught?
Don't let her see us.
Who?
Oh,
Amanda runs toward the mansion.
Look at her! She's nuts!
Behind some tall bushes, Alyssa stomps across the lawn.
I won't go back. I won't. She's not the boss of me.
In the house.
Vincenzo, have you seen Alyssa?
I'm under strict orders not to tell you that she ran away.
Great, why didn't you stop her?
Well, I thought I'd give her the benefit of a head start so she could reclaim a little dignity, you know.
You'll make sure she comes home okay?
Sure, don't worry. Right away, boss.
Thanks, Ben.
Outside, the orphans hide behind shrubs.
It doesn't look haunted. That's what they want you to think, stupid.
Frankie, this isn't funny anymore. Let's get out of here.
Don't worry, she'll chicken out.
Frankie waves Amanda on, mouthing the word go. Wearing bib overalls with a faded pink t-shirt, Amanda lifts a bandaged finger to press the doorbell, hesitates, then does it. Inside, Vincenzo goes to the door. As Amanda waits, she shrugs at her friends.
Well, if it isn't a little orphan girl.
Someone's home!
We were just coming after you.
Look, I didn't mean nothing. It was just a joke, you know? I was just getting around, honest.
The kids gape as Vincenzo ushers Amanda inside.
She didn't even scream.
Let's get you ready for the big dinner, okay?
Big dinner? Listen, Lurch, you don't want me. I'm too skinny. There are other kids. Big fat ones right outside. Eat them!
What in the world are you talking about?
She takes in her elegant surroundings. Outside, the orphans stare at the house.
Hey, Frankie. The full moon. That's tonight, right?
Clarice passes a window wearing a white robe.
Oh, Lady Calloway's ghost?
White cream covers her face. A white towel wraps around her hair.
It's her!
The three kids run. One stray orphan runs after them. Inside.
Guess you think I'm pretty stupid, huh?
Nah, you're just a little upset, that's all.
Looks like I just won $5.
Hmm?
So, when's this party? Am I invited?
Your dress is upstairs on the bed. Cocktails are at 5. Now, if you'd excuse me, please.
A dress? Me? You gotta be kidding!
Next to the lake, Alyssa sits cross-legged on a big rock.
Nobody's even looking for me.
Diane walks up over the hill.
There you are. I have been looking everywhere for you.
You have?
Well, of course I have. Now, let me ask you a question. You did not come all the way up here to sit around like a bump on a log, did you?
No. I guess not.
Well, then come on, slugger. They're playing football. You're missing out on all the fun.
Smiling, Diane extends her hand. Wearing bib overalls and a pink top, Alyssa slowly cracks a smile.
Okay.
She takes hold of Diane's hand, and they head off.
Oh, I thought, where is she? What's happened to her?
At the orphans' flag football game, Diane watches with a tall guy wearing a stopwatch.
So I hear Amanda's quite the jock.
Yeah, the kid's a natural. Great speed.
Okay, student body left. Everybody block for Amanda. On 4. Ready? Break!
Who's Amanda?
Funny.
Alyssa tugs at her flag belt and a flag comes off. In the house, Amanda marvels at the fancy decorations made of flowers and white gauze twined around the railings. On the landing, she stops and gazes at the sparkling crystal chandelier. Turning, she discovers a painting of Alyssa. Her eyes widen. A close look reveals a shocking resemblance to herself. Clarice glides along the landing wearing her white robe, face cream, and her hair wrapped in a towel. Amanda glances at the painting, eyes Clarice's ghostly appearance, then runs out of the house. Outside, the orphans race back to the football game.
She's probably eating her liver right now.
You think one camp is enough? I mean, what if she's still hungry?
They spot Alyssa.
Look!
24, 36, hut, 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 hut!
Yeah! Hey, I got it!
She runs with the ball.
We're going to Rumble!
All the kids chase her. She throws the ball back over her head at her pursuers. It bounces off the grass. Alyssa heads toward a line of trees.
Great speed. Bad sense of direction.
Amanda runs away from the mansion, glancing fearfully over her shoulder. Alyssa tears through the woods. Both girls move as fast as they can. As she runs, Alyssa looks over her shoulder. Amanda and Alyssa both check behind them as they keep running. The girls collide with each other. They fall into a pile of leaves. They recoil when they see each other. They move closer together, studying each other's faces.
Do you see what I see? I don't know what you see, but what I see is me. I see me too. Does that mean there's two of you? Or two of me?
Leaves in their hair, the girls stand up and circle each other. Alyssa pokes Amanda's shoulder. Amanda pokes Alyssa.
Whoa. Wow. There really is two of us. Don't you find this odd?
No, this is weird. This is really, really weird.
Wait a sec. You live at the Calloway house. And you're that girl from camp.
They thought I was you.
Alyssa Calloway, it's a pleasure to meet you. Amanda. Put it there.
They shake hands.
No wonder that big penguin guy asked me in.
Oh, that's Vincenzo. He's our butler. Who's the woman with the long dark hair?
I liked her.
Oh, that's Diane. We're buds. She's pretty cool for a grown-up.
Amanda perches on a rock.
What the heck were you doing over there anyway?
I wanted to see what it was like to be an orphan.
What? Why?
Because it looked like fun.
Fun? Being an orphan? What's the matter with you?
So why were you at my house?
Alyssa folds her arms.
I was just ringing the doorbell.
What for? Because kids think that place is haunted.
That's stupid.
Yeah? Well, then who's that scary blonde lady?
Both girls sit on rocks.
She's absolutely horrid. If I were you, I'd get rid of her. Any suggestions? You're talking to a pro here. I've driven away more possible parents than you'll ever meet.
Don't you want a family?
Girls gotta have our standards. So tell me something. This party, you really don't want to go?
I'd rather eat dirt.
Okay, so listen. You be me, I'll be you. One night only. Tomorrow at noon, we switch back. What do you say?
That's wonderful. That way you can scare off Clarice for me.
Only don't be such a goody-goody. You know, I got a reputation to protect.
I scored a touchdown, didn't I?
Okay, just don't talk so good. Use lousy English like, ain't you never gonna wanna, don't you have to go to the bathroom? That sort of thing.
You ain't got nothing to worry about. I say you do catch on rather quickly. Stables, noon.
The girls scamper off in different directions. At the mansion, a red sports car enters the driveway, where luxury cars sit parked around the circle. Valets wearing red jackets greet the arrivals. In Alyssa's bedroom, Amanda dances around the room holding a pink stuffed pig. Wearing a blue pilot's hat and goggles, she throws the pig like a bowling ball, knocking over a half dozen frilly dolls.
Oh, close!
In the hall,
Miss Kensington says fashionably late was an hour ago. What seems to be the problem?
I'm a hairdresser, not a zookeeper.
In Alyssa's room, clothes spill out of drawers and toys clutter the once neat shelves. Vincenzo turns off the music.
What in the name of God is going on here?
Amanda slides off her hat and goggles.
Hi, Benny. I mean, Vincenzo. I got distracted.
Oh, you don't have to apologize.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I mean, it's just that I'm so terribly relieved that you aren't pissed.
The butler gives her a surprised look.
pissed, miss?
She worriedly rolls her eyes away.
Why don't you get dressed, please? And let Carlo do your hair, all right? I liked it better when she fainted.
Carlo regards her with dread. At camp, Alyssa stares at her plate, which contains a sloppy Joe sandwich made from ground meat with sauce and a thick white hamburger bun. The others at the table take big bites of their sandwiches, smearing reddish-brown sauce on their faces. The tiny boy with glasses devours his sandwich, his teeth ripping chunks of bread. Diane watches as Alyssa hesitantly lifts up her sandwich and takes a dainty bite. Her expression brightens, and she stuffs the sandwich into her mouth. Meat oozes out of the bun and sauce sticks to her face.
Ooh, really good!
Well, of course it is, silly. It's your favorite.
It is? Oh, yes, of course. The, big, gooey, messy burger.
Also known as a Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe, right.
Your favorite?
Yes, and with darn good reason.
Did you just say darn?
Diane checks Alyssa's forehead for a fever. At the party, guests sip champagne. Amanda twirls into the room wearing a pale pink satin dress with puffy sleeves. A sprig of flowers adorns her coiffed hair.
Hello.
Hello, dear.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How swell of you to come. So nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Like my dress?
Very nice.
Escargot, Miss Calloway?
Why, thank you, waiter person. I'm starving. I mean, I'd adore one.
Amanda puts a canapé from the waiter's tray in her mouth and grimaces.
This tastes like a balloon.
It's snails, miss.
Good. Nice.
Chewy.
She gives a thumbs up. He returns the gesture with a wink and walks off. She spits the escargot into her hand.
All this money and these people eat slugs?
Clarice approaches her.
Look who's finally decided to grace us with her presence.
Clarice, right? You looked better with the mask.
I beg your pardon.
A guest joins them.
Alyssa, Clarice has been regaling us with your many accomplishments at the academy. Might we entice you to play something?
Of course! I'd be delighted. Whatever did you have in mind? Checkers? Dodgeball?
Oh, no, dear girl. Muffy was referring to the piano. Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Before we sit down to dinner, my future stepdaughter, whom I absolutely adore, has consented to play one of the pieces that won her first prize at the Windsor Academy Youth Recital.
Roger beams at Vincenzo. Amanda pulls Clarice's arm.
Hold it. Time out. I can't play the piano.
But I just told everyone that you would.
Then do me a grand favor and untell them.
Looky, look. If you embarrass me in front of all these people, I'll make sure that you never play anything. Ever. Again, have I made myself clear?
Clear as glass. In fact, I can see right through.
To the ladies' astonishment, Amanda plops the escargot into Clarice's champagne. Amanda goes to the piano and stands on the bench.
Ladies and gentlemen, normally I'd be tickled to play a selection from...
She eyes the sheet music.
Chopin. But in honor of my new stepmother, whom I absolutely adore, I decided to play a little something of my own.
She jumps down, takes a seat, and gives Clarice a smile. Then she bangs on the piano with her hands and elbows. Roger and Vincenzo wear confused looks. Clarice exchanges a horrified gaze with her friend, then forces a smile. The guests fidget. Roger turns to Vincenzo.
You think maybe my daughter's asking for a little attention?
I'd say she's demanding it.
At camp, teams play charades.
Short!
Huckleberry Finn!
Yes, I see you got it! Yeah! Yeah!
guys are ahead of us by 8 seconds. Okay, Amanda, it's your turn. You're up. Go, girl.
Me?
Yeah. You're the best. Show them what you got. Alyssa reluctantly makes her way over to the counselor holding a top hat. She reaches inside and pulls out a paper. She timidly steps up onto a small stage in front of a blazing campfire.
Look at her. She's nervous.
Yeah, so?
Old Amanda was scared of nothing.
Alyssa's hands shake. The paper reads, "London Bridge is falling down."
What am I supposed to do?
She tucks the paper in her blue jeans pocket.
Ready, set, go!
She opens her mouth wide.
Stop!
Her team points at her. Alyssa stares at them with a worried expression. Suddenly, her eyes roll up and she faints. She collapses onto the little stage. Diane's brow furrows. Carmen yells.
What happened? London Bridge is falling down!
That's it!
Alyssa springs up from the stage and her team rushes over for high fives. At the mansion, Amanda wears a silky nightgown in the bedroom. She quickly rolls across the bed, sticking her chewing gum onto a bedpost and scrambles under the covers.
You may enter.
Roger comes in.
Mind if we talk?
What's it ever about?
Clarice.
She pretends to barf.
Hey, none of that. She was very upset with your performance this evening. Now, don't you think you should give her a chance?
I did, and she's a big phony baloney if you ask me.
I've never heard you this outspoken. Wouldn't it be nice to have a mother?
Yeah, and it'd be nice to have a father, too. I mean...
No, sweetheart, I think the person you're really angry at is me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Well, I haven't been much of a father lately. I've been working, and I haven't seen you, and... But you know what? All that's going to change, because Clarice is going back to the city tomorrow.
Gee, I hope it was nothing I did.
No. She's got a wedding to plan. But that means you and I are going to get to spend some time together. Get to know each other again. Is that okay? Yeah? Good. Let's tuck you in, you little snuggler.
He kisses her forehead.
I'll see you tomorrow.
He gently rubs her shoulder and turns to go.
Good night, honey.
Hey. I like having a father.
Well, I like having a daughter. Good night, sweetie.
He turns out the light. Smiling, Amanda settles her head on the fluffy pillow and closes her eyes. At camp, porch lights glow on a row of cabins. Carrying a flashlight, a counselor checks the grounds. In her bunk, Alyssa lies awake, her eyes open wide. She glances around and spots the words on the ceiling, Amanda's bunk. Outside, Amanda's friends run up to the cabin.
Come on. This I gotta see. We're gonna get caught, I just know it.
The boys peer in a window.
Come on, Frankie. It's a full moon.
Shut up, stupid.
Zombies are better than dogs.
In her bunk, Alyssa spots a lump moving under her blanket. Gritting her teeth, she peels it off and comes face to face with a frog.
Amanda? Scared of a frog? She's changed, all right.
Now do you believe me?
Yeah, she's one of them pirate people. Let's get out of here!
In Diane's cabin, she brushes Alyssa's hair.
A frog, huh? Well, you know what? You should have kissed it. Might have turned out to be Prince Charming.
Ew, gross.
Not for you, for me.
You kiss a frog?
No. Toads are my specialty. Big old ugly suckers with tongues like this.
She flaps her tongue.
It is not.
It is too. How else do you think I'm going to catch a guy, huh?
I don't know. Huh? I don't know. Okay.
Aha. Uh-huh. There's that smile. And that time I think it went all the way up to your eyes.
You remind me of someone.
I do? Who?
Someone I've never met.
Well, how can I do that if you've never met her?
Sometimes when I dream, I think I see her.
You know, you've been acting just a little bit weirdo today, kiddo. I think maybe it's all this fresh air.
Don't make fun.
Sorry.
So usually you're such a tough guy.
Don't tell anyone, okay?
Scout's honor.
I mean, after all, I wouldn't want to spoil my reputation, none.
None. I've got an idea. Let's go spy on the boys.
They head out. At the mansion, a chauffeur waits next to a limo as Roger kisses Clarice goodbye. Clarice turns to Amanda and opens her arms wide. Chewing gum, Amanda allows a hug. Then Clarice throws Roger a kiss as she steps into the limo.
Safe trip, honey.
As the limo takes off, she waves. As Roger returns the wave, Amanda wears a smug smile, her arms crossed. In a boat on the lake, Diane catches a boot in a net and scoops it into the boat. She pours out the water and a fish comes out. Alyssa flaps her arms and Diane hugs her. On a croquet court, Amanda smacks the ball with the mallet. Roger jumps out of the way. He gapes and Amanda shrugs. In the limo, Clarice smooths her blonde hair as she gazes into a compact mirror. Her fingers locate a wad of chewing gum in her locks.
Oh my God!
At the mansion, Amanda jumps into the pool, splashing Roger as he lounges on a floaty, and the butler at poolside holding a drink. At camp, Diane and Alyssa try to make a pot, their arms covered in gooey clay. The lump wobbles as it spins on the wheel and smushes off in their hands. Alyssa grins, a smear of clay on her cheek. At the pool, Amanda splashes Roger again. This time, Vincenzo wears a yellow raincoat. At camp, Diane and Alyssa play patty cake. Alyssa grabs Diane's hand, peers at her watch, and races off. At the mansion, Amanda runs through a gate. Alyssa jogs across a footbridge. At the stables, Amanda stops to catch her breath. Alyssa shows up panting. They spot each other.
How was the party?
Well, the good news is Clarice is gone.
You did it!
The bad news is she'll be back in a week.
Oh, you didn't. So what's a cool guy like your dad doing with a witch like her anyway?
It's too bad she didn't meet Diane first. Now she's awesome.
Yeah, they'd be perfect for each other.
They share a conspiratorial smile.
You're not thinking what I hope you're not thinking.
Wanna bet?
But it's getting married next month. So all they gotta do is meet once. Then they'll fall in love for sure.
How do you know?
Because Diane says when it happens like that. Okay, so look, you go back to Diane and I'll go back to your dad.
Wait, why not the other way around?
Because you know what he likes and I know what she likes. They need all the help they can get.
But how are you going to get them together?
The white horse in a nearby stall draws their attention. They share another smile. Later, Alyssa and Diane ride horses along a trail.
I can't believe I let you talk me into this.
You're too tense. Relax.
Oh, I got 1,000 pounds of wild animal under my butt, and she says relax.
Just move with the horse, and you'll be fine.
Now, when did you become an expert all of a sudden?
Ain't you never seen a Western?
Honey, the last Western I saw was an omelet.
Outside the stables, Amanda rides a horse next to Roger, who sits astride his white horse. She bounces up and down.
Look at your form, young lady. What happened to those equestrian classes you took?
Are you asking me, equestrian?
Come on. I'll race you to the lake.
No, no. Slow is good. I like to enjoy the scenery.
Diane sings as she bounces on her horse.
That jingle, jingle, jangle. As I ride merrily along. Hey, we're doing a good job, aren't we? I think I'm finally getting the hang of this. Hey! I'm getting the hang of this!
She stops and looks behind her.
Oh, come on, Amanda. My voice isn't that bad.
She continues on.
Oh, I've been in the desert on a horse with no name. It's good to get out of the rain.
On another trail.
Not only is she an excellent rider, she's a gourmet cook, she paints, she speaks 4 languages. You know, honey, you could learn a lot from Clarice. Alyssa, there's a Melissa? Melissa? Honey?
Roger looks around.
Alyssa?
In the woods, Alyssa hops off her horse and hurries over to Amanda.
Come here, come here.
The girls hide behind a wood pile as they spy on Diane.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where is that girl?
Did you bring it?
Alyssa hands Amanda a slingshot. She picks up a rock, loads it into the slingshot, and takes careful aim. She lets it fly, and it hits the horse's rump.
Whoa, bud!
The horse rears up.
Somebody turn this thing off! Oh.
Wow!
The horse gallops away. Roger rides along a trail searching for his daughter. He spots Diane.
Stop this! Stop this right now! I'm telling you, stop! I'm somebody!
Roger spurs his horse into a gallop. In the woods, the girls ride together.
Step on it! Yeah.
Roger chases Diane and her runaway horse.
Oh, stop! Please! Oh, dear! Oh, my!
Roger's horse leaps over a log and closes in on Diane.
Help! Help me! Somebody help me!
Hang on!
Roger rides alongside Diane and grabs her reins.
Talk to the horse.
I was talking to the horse. It's okay.
No! Okay. I'm on a killer!
Okay,
they gave me the killer horse!
Relax, it's okay.
Diane's horse slows down to a gentle walk. Nearby, the girls watch from behind a tree.
You okay?
God almighty, I about dropped my transmission back there.
Well, if it's any consolation, I used to look like a real jerk on a horse. Oh!
He bumps his head on a low-hanging branch and falls. The kids wince. Diane leans over him.
How many fingers here, cowboy?
She holds up 3.
6.
Close enough. Can you stand?
Yeah.
She helps him up.
Oh! I'm not sure which is more bruised, my butt or my ego.
You should have somebody take a look at that.
My butt?
No. That cut right there.
Ow!
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, great.
You know what? We have first aid over the camp.
Well, thanks. I just live over here.
He points.
Are you Roger Calloway?
I think so.
The Roger Calloway? From the Calloway Foundation for Kids?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, I'm Diane Barrows. You know, I always wanted to meet you. My kids just love your camp.
Oh, yeah? You have kids?
Well, they're not mine. I work for the East Side Children's Center in Manhattan, and we're here for a week.
Ah, of course.
Well, it was very nice to meet you, Mr. Calloway.
Roger, please.
Roger.
She starts to go.
Oh, and thank you for saving my life. And you really should put some iodine on your butt. Cut.
Miss Barrows.
Diane.
Diane. I was wondering if I could offer you some iced tea or something. I'd love to hear more about the camp and how it's all going.
Only if we can walk.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
The girls slap a high five.
Come on.
On the patio, Diane dabs the cut on Roger's forehead. Vincenzo brings iced tea.
Ow.
You certainly are an angel of mercy, Miss Barrows.
Oh, I see worse cuts than this every day.
Thanks, Vincenzo.
My gang's always inventing new ways to get hurt.
You must really love children.
Well, what's not to love?
Ow, 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 ow,
ow. Ow, 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 ow,
no,
you big
really.
Baby. Oh,
ow,
come
ow,
here. Ow.
Cradling his face, she blows on the cut.
Is that better?
Their eyes meet, their faces inches apart. With a knowing look, the butler leaves.
Yeah.
Diane breaks the connection, removing her hands. The girls hide inside a serving cart.
I can't hear anything. We gotta get closer.
You know, you're not at all what I expected.
The girls roll the cart closer.
What were you expecting?
Well, blue blood, for one thing.
She applies a Band-Aid.
I sort of thought you'd be some rich, big old fat geezer who smokes cigars.
Really? No, I made my money the old-fashioned way. Pure dumb luck.
I doubt that.
Nope, I swear to God.
About 12 years ago, a cellular phone was just something out of Star Trek. But I thought it was pretty cool, so I bought the airspace.
Get out!
The girls share a bored look.
That's like money out of thin air.
You'll notice I don't carry one. I hate the damn things.
Excuse me. Miss Kensington, boss. She insists.
Excuse me, it's my... Miss Kensington. Hi, Clarice. How you doing?
How am I doing? Please. Honey, look. Honey. Do you have any idea what your daughter has done?
No. What?
She spit...
gum in your hair?
Alyssa gives Amanda a thumbs up.
Are you sure?
Am I sure? Oh, my God. You should say it.
Well, I'm certain it wasn't intentional. Look, of course, you've had a rough day.
No, no. Rough is a broken nail, darling. What I've had is a train wreck!
Look, just try to calm down. I'll speak
to her. You
know
what, Roger, excuse me. I think I'm just going to go now.
Just one second. One second, please.
Clarice shrugs off hairdressers working on her gummy hair.
Roger. Is there a woman there with you, Roger?
Yes, there's sort of a woman here. She's from the camp across the lake.
Oh, how delightful. I'm in the middle of a crisis, and you're having a bachelor party.
I'm in a meeting, that's all. It's just a meeting.
Diane heads out.
Look, no, we're not going to have dinner. There's nothing going to go on. Please, I'll see you at the end of the week. Okay, me too. Bye-bye. I'm so sorry.
Roger finds Diane gone. He spots her striding across the lawn. She disappears in the garden.
Sorry about that.
Later, Roger sits with Amanda in the living room.
But she squeezed me so hard it just sort of popped out.
Uh-huh.
Don't think she likes me very much.
Sweetheart, she's been looking forward to meeting you for months. Do you have any idea how much she loves children?
No. Do you?
Well... come to think of it, you are the first kid I've ever seen her with, but I'm sure it's a whole bunch.
And you love her, right?
Well, yes.
Like that can't eat, can't sleep, reach for the stars, over the fence, World Series kind of stuff?
Is that what it says in the dictionary?
And you're marrying her because Alyssa needs... I need a mother.
Honey, I think that's enough questions for today.
Wait. I only got one left.
Let's have it.
Who's that pretty woman out on the patio?
That night at camp, everyone roasts marshmallows.
The Roger Calloway?
On a white horse, no less.
So?
So, comes riding up, saves my life. It's probably worth $1 billion. He's totally cute. Oh my God, he is so cute. And to top it all off, he's honest to God, nice guy. And I'm just stupid enough to think he's available.
Isn't he?
No.
Is too.
Alyssa wheels around.
How would you know?
Was he wearing a ring?
Look, even if he was available, he wouldn't be interested in me.
You shouldn't put yourself down.
Guys like him like girls with food names. Cookie, muffin, candy. They don't marry girls like me.
He did once.
What is this, published somewhere?
Her name was Kathy, and she wasn't a food. She was a teacher.
Oh, he's even more perfect than I thought. I'm cheating. Give me one of those. Give me that stick.
Morning. At the mansion, the butler serves breakfast to Roger.
Vincenzo, Do you believe in magic?
Even like card tricks?
No sparks between two people. The thing that happens when you least expect it.
What is it?
No reason, just... it's been so long since Kathy and... I just didn't think it could happen to me again.
Well, that Miss Kensington is really something.
Well, actually, it's not who I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Roger turns to Vincenzo with a surprised look.
Well, you're my best man. Aren't you supposed to come up with some words of wisdom right about now?
Why don't you go for a drive? See where you end up.
Later, Roger drives his red sports car with the top down. As he cruises out of the driveway, Amanda spots him and grimaces.
Where's he going? Hey, Vinny!
At the camp, Diane steps into the office where a receptionist holds a telephone receiver.
It's the home office. The Butkuses want Amanda. The paperwork just went through.
Diane hurriedly picks up an extension.
Hi, who the hell is this? Oh, yeah? Well, this is Diane Barrows. And since when does your department okay an adoption without the caseworker's report? Yeah, I know these people are nice. Yes, yes. Look, have you ever met those people? These people collect kids. They will take anybody.
Outside, Roger drives into camp in his red convertible sports car and parks near a boathouse painted in bright rainbow colors. A few overturned canoes rest on the grass. As he steps out of the car, a few kids pass by carrying paddles and life jackets.
Excuse me, can you tell me where Diane Barrows is, please?
I think she's in the office.
Come on, let's go.
Let me just run this by you one more time, okay? Just hear me out one more time. Okay. I know I don't make that much money, and I know that I'm a little bit single, but I want to adopt Amanda. No, are you laughing at me? He's laughing at me. You stupid jerk!
She slams down the phone and storms out of the office. As she paces, Roger comes around the corner.
Diane?
What? Oh, it's you.
Did I come in a bad time?
A bad time? For a meeting? No, I'm just having a little problem with one of my kids.
Is there anything I can do to help?
You've already saved my life, Mr. Calloway. What can I do for you?
I would like to apologize for yesterday. It was very rude. I never should have taken that call, and I would like to make it up to you.
Okay, and give me your car.
Well, perhaps we could discuss it over lunch at a little pizza joint I saw in town.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't.
Roger's smile fades, and he turns to go.
I understand. Maybe some other time, then.
No, it's not like that. It's that I'm on duty today in the mess hall. It's my kid's turn to serve.
Oh, I see.
But you know what? If your heart's set on Italian, you could join us. We're having macaroni and cheese.
Still come with a peach cobbler?
Oh, yeah. All you can eat.
His smile returns. In a limo, Clarice talks on a phone. Her once smooth, long hair is now short and curly.
But Muffy, darling, Craig can meet the president on Sunday. I need bridesmaids. Oh, you must come.
Oh, fabulous!
Oh, there's Madeline. Gotta go. Love you. Mean it. Ciao. Hello? Bernard, why do you keep bothering me with numbers? It's my wedding. Whatever it costs, just get it.
In the mess hall, kids and counselors sit at tables with empty plates. They all pound on their tabletops and clap. Roger sits with Diane.
It's a cozy little spot.
When was the last time you were here?
It must be 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
What'd you do, build the camp and then never come back?
No, it was my wife's idea. She had a very, very big heart.
Had?
She passed away when Alyssa was born.
Oh, sorry.
I just never could come back. Until now, that is.
Doors to the kitchen open, and kids wearing aprons carry out big bowls of macaroni. Alyssa comes out and spots her dad sitting with Diane. Her eyes widen, and she quickly heads back into the kitchen. Carmen brings a bowl of macaroni over to their table.
Here you go.
Hey, Carmen. Where's Amanda?
I don't know. One minute she's behind me, and the next...
Will you get her for me, please? I want to introduce her to somebody.
Sure.
I'm having the hardest time keeping tabs on this girl. She keeps running off.
Tell me about it. I got one just like her at home.
Outside, Amanda scuttles past a barn over to the mess hall. She climbs onto a wooden pile and peeks through a window. She sees Diane with Roger talking and laughing. In the kitchen, Alyssa sets an upside-down aluminum stockpot next to a swinging door and stands on it. Balancing on her tippy toes, she peers at Diane and Roger through the little window set into the door. Carmen comes in through the other swinging door.
What are you doing? I'm, cleaning this window. Look at it. It's filthy.
Diane wants to see you. Come on.
As Carmen pulls her, Alyssa grabs a tall hat from a chef's head.
Hey, where are you going with my hat?
Amanda watches nervously through the window.
Do something, Alyssa!
Carmen drags Alyssa.
Here she comes now.
Alyssa pulls the tall white chef's hat down over her face.
My compliments to the chef.
She gives a thumbs up.
Amanda, take that thing off.
She shakes her head.
Let her keep it on. For all we know, it might be the latest thing.
Carmen pulls the hat off, revealing Alyssa's terrified face. Diane gives her a questioning look. Frankie comes up behind Alyssa, carrying another bowl of macaroni and cheese. Alyssa sticks her foot in his path, and he trips. As he falls, the bowl of food goes flying up in the air. The round metal bowl lands on Roger's head like a hat, its macaroni slopping onto his face and shoulders. Everyone stops and stares. Diane rolls her eyes and tries to stifle her laughter, her hands over her mouth. He takes the bowl off his head. Gooey macaroni and cheese mats his curly brown hair.
Excuse me, ma'am.
He levels a serious gaze at Diane.
Did you just snort?
She shakes her head.
Suppose you think this is funny. Well, maybe you'll get a little chuckle out of this.
You wouldn't dare.
He flings a pat of butter. Diane throws a handful of macaroni at Roger. The mess hall erupts into a giant food fight, with kids and counselors hurling the sloppy macaroni at each other. Some hits the tiny boy in the face, coating his glasses with gunk. Alyssa dashes into the kitchen and hugs Amanda.
That was great! I couldn't have done it better myself! I almost had a heart attack.
In the mess hall, the food fight rages on. Laughing, Diane and Roger join the fun with gusto, pelting everyone with handfuls of food. Macaroni and cobbler fly through the air, coating the floor and the table. Diane waves and leads Roger to the door. Safely outside, they catch their breath.
I guess that's what they mean by eat and run, huh?
We need doggy bags.
Oh, dear, look at me. I'm covered in cobbler.
Oh, you look good in peach. Actually, leave it. I may still be hungry.
I can't believe you hit me with the butter.
I didn't start it. You just talked to that short order cook of yours.
Oh, yeah. Where is she anyway? If you want to get cleaned up, there's showers right over there.
You know, I've got a better idea. Will you excuse me and maybe hold some of that? Pardon me.
Roger hands Diane some macaroni and takes off running toward the lake. The girls pop up from behind a canoe, then move closer.
What's wrong with him? Beats me. I've never seen him act like this.
They find a hiding spot behind a rack of canoes.
Yahoo!
Roger jumps into the lake fully clothed. Diane grins and heads for the lake.
I think he's gone mental. He's got a lot on his mind.
On the pier, Diane smiles down at Roger in the water.
Didn't your mother tell you not to swim after you eat?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got a cramp. Oh, I can't swim.
Oh. Roger ducks under the water. Diane waits with a smile. He pops up.
Hey, no fair. I saved you.
Uh-uh. It's too cold. I'm not going in there.
He ducks underwater again.
Come on, I don't want to save you right now. All right, Buster, you better be worth it.
She jumps in, watching. The girls grin.
Roger! Not funny. Roger!
He stands on the pier.
Oh my God. Roger!
Say, a guy could drown waiting for you.
Callaway, I'm gonna kill you!
Bunzai!
He jumps in.
In fact, I am gonna kill you!
She dunks him.
It's working! Look at them!
The butler watches through a telescope.
Now that's more like it.
Woohoo! Roger, darling, anyone home?
Clarice appears at the mansion.
Well, Miss Kensington, what a surprise. We weren't expecting you.
Yes, I know. Where's Roger?
Oh, Mr. Calloway is out for the afternoon.
Oh, I see. Well, when he returns, would you please tell him I wish to speak with him?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
They stare at each other. Clarissa's new short hairdo accents her high cheekbones.
I'd like a Diet Coke, please.
One Diet Coke coming up.
Vincenzo brushes past the telescope.
With lime.
He pauses, gives her a hard look, then continues on. Alone in the den, Clarisse strides over to the telescope and peers through the eyepiece.
Awfully early in the day to be looking at stars.
She swivels the telescope and finds a view of Roger and Diane cavorting in the lake.
What do we have here?
Diane playfully dunks him. Clarisse fights tears. At the lake, Diane splashes Roger.
I just...
Come on. You know what? You can't always be this much fun because it wouldn't be fair.
Trust me. I haven't done anything like this in years.
Well, it feels good, doesn't it?
Feels better every second.
He spots something in her hair.
Oh, don't move.
Why?
It's a thing.
What do you mean, a thing?
It's a little...
What, a bug? A bug? A bug? What kind?
Shredded maraschino bug. It's highly poisonous.
You wanted to go get pizza.
Their hands intertwine. The girls watch with delight.
I almost didn't come over at all.
I'm glad you did.
Diane?
They start to draw together for a kiss. At the girls' hiding place, the canoes collapse.
What was that?
A sign.
What do you mean, a sign?
I mean, I don't know what I mean.
I think I know what you mean. It's your Miss Kensington, right?
I'm getting married next month.
Well, of course you are!
Diane disappears beneath the water and reemerges on the other side of the pier. Roger follows her as she trudges in waist-deep water toward the shore.
So what was this? Just sort of a last fling?
I didn't know what this was. I was hoping to find out.
Roger, don't worry about it. I can help you out here. It was nice to meet you. And thanks for the camp. Oh, by the way, congratulations.
Diane, please. Diane.
You know what? This just kills me. We might have hit this one out of the park, you and me. It was there, I know it, that can't eat, can't sleep, reach for the stars over the fence, World Series kind of thing.
He grows thoughtful.
Oh, well.
She continues on her way. His brow furrowed, he follows.
I have got to get a dictionary.
The girls pop up from the canoes.
They were so close! Grown-ups, they think too much. I give up. No, we mustn't. And why mustn't we? Because third time's a charm, right? Right.
The girls walk off, their arms around each other. At the mansion, Roger runs upstairs.
Boss! Oh, boss! It's Miss Kensington.
Oh, thanks, Vincenzo. I'll take it down here.
No. Not here. Up there.
Up there?
I'm afraid so.
Roger goes to the bedroom and pretends to be surprised.
Oh, Roger, darling!
Clarisse! Your hair! You're here!
What did you do? Did Pokey fall in the lake?
Oh, you know, it's the funniest thing. I was at... Aren't you supposed to be in New York?
I couldn't bear to be away from you a moment longer.
Oh, you had just gone a day.
I know, and I was positively miserable the entire time. Which is why I've decided we simply mustn't wait another day.
To what?
To be married, silly. Oh, next month seems like an eternity. And when two people are as much in love as we, I say, what's wrong with tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Darling, I haven't said a word about my hair.
At the camp, the girls sit on the footbridge, writing letters.
Okay, listen to this. Dear Roger, you are so totally fresh. Just thinking about you drives me mental.
Meet me at the place where we met that time with the horses. 7 o'clock tonight, love, Diane. How's that?
Very romantic. Want to hear mine?
Yep. Dear Diane.
Later, Diane reads the letter.
Dear Diane, ever since the first time I saw you riding the horse, I can't stop thinking about it. And I know we were disturbed at the lake when the canoes fell over, but I must see you again where I saved your life at 7:30. Yours truly, Roger Calloway.
With a smile, Diane hurries into her cabin. Observing from behind a tree, Alyssa gives a triumphant fist pump.
Yes!
At the mansion, Amanda carries her letter to Roger over to a table. Clarice interrupts her.
Ah, oh, there you are, my little gum-chewing assailant.
You're back!
What? No big hug, hello?
You're not supposed to be here.
In a perfect world, dear, neither are you. Now get packed. We're leaving for the city.
Right now? It's too soon!
Maybe I didn't make myself clear. We're leaving tonight. This little act of yours is getting old.
What act?
Oh, please. By the time I was your age, I'd been through 3 stepmothers, so I know all about the lengths that little girls will go through to keep daddy all to themselves.
Hey, you got that all wrong, lady.
Alyssa, don't be rude. I am talking. And where was I? Oh, yes. You have had Roger to yourself for 9 wonderful years, but after tomorrow, I'm the woman of the house, and you're off to a year-round boarding school. Possibly in Tibet.
Did you say tomorrow?
In the woods where she met Roger, Diane paces nervously.
Should I have come here? Yes, stupid. He's only worth about $20 billion, for God's sakes. Right. Now I'm just after him for his money. How shallow is that? I liked him before I knew he was rich. So I should have come here. He's a little bit engaged. But I've never met her, so maybe that doesn't count. No. God.
Reaching under her top, Diane adjusts her bra.
Come on, ladies, perk up.
On the footbridge, Alyssa paces back and forth alone. At one end of the bridge, she calls out.
Come on, Amanda! We're missing the fireworks!
Amanda!
On the other end of the bridge...
Amanda, this is Miss Van Dyke. She's from Children's Services.
Hello there, little lady. I believe I have some very good news for you.
The butt kisses grin.
Come to Mama, sweetheart.
Alyssa stiffens with fear. In the woods, Diane leaves.
I feel pretty ding, dang, dong, stupid.
At the mansion.
But my name's Amanda!
Alyssa, stop it.
She won't get in the limo.
Come on, honey.
We have to listen to this the whole way.
As Diane treks along a gravel road, the children's aid van speeds toward her.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to be roadkill.
Inside, Alyssa pounds on the window.
Diane! Wait a minute, what are you doing with...
Damn!
Diane runs back to the office.
You were supposed to protect her. You should have done something. You could have slit their tires or something, anything.
They had the paperwork.
What paperwork?
We couldn't find you. Miss Van Dyke was here. What did you want us to do, lie in front of the van, for God's sake?
I would have. I'm taking the Jeep.
Hey, that's the camps.
Our view glides over New York City.
Lots of tie-ups this morning. It's 20 minutes for the Lincoln, 10 for the Holland. The BQE is backed up for about 2 miles, and if you're taking the Van Wyck, better allow an extra 15. Whatever you do, stay out of Midtown. It's going to be wall-to-wall limos as socialite Clarice Kensington finally lands her man.
At the Butkus family row house.
Now, these little nincompoops over here are your new brothers and sisters. Now, from the left, you got Baba, Bridget, Brenda, Bonnie, Billy, Bobby, Ben, and little Harry Jr. Now he's ours.
No.
Look here. There's been a big mistake. You see, my name is not Amanda.
We know that, honey.
You do?
Sure. And you will never have to be Amanda again.
That's right, because from now on, you're gonna be little Betty Butkus. Huh? Okay, scoot over. Get Betty here some Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, and after breakfast, We're gonna go down and see where your daddy works. Isn't that gonna be fun?
On a city street, white ribbons and roses decorate a white limo in an upscale apartment building.
Calloway residents. One moment, please. Miss Calloway, it's for you.
Amanda answers the phone.
Hello, this is Miss Calloway. Amanda, I can't talk long. It's me, Alyssa. Or should I say...
At the Butkus salvage yard, Alyssa checks her name tag.
Betty Butkus.
Oh, no, I'm adopted?
Are those guys scary or what? What happened yesterday?
Are you sitting down?
Yeah, kinda. Carice moved up the wedding.
Your dad's getting married in
2 hours and 12 minutes. Oh no, what do we do now?
I don't know.
But it's gonna have to be something major. And quick. Amanda, you've got to get me out of here. These people aren't just scary, they're... Amanda? Alyssa? Alyssa!
Harry Jr. holds up the disconnected telephone cord.
New kids aren't allowed to use the phone. Butkus rules.
At the mansion, Amanda enters the butler's room.
Hey, Finn. You've been taking care of Alyssa all her life, right?
Oh, no, Alyssa, not again.
Answer the question.
Yes, from the day you were born.
So you know pretty well everything about her?
Mm-hmm.
Every freckle, every bruise, every scar.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that.
Bet you don't remember this one, do you?
On her leg.
No, that one escapes me.
Broken bottle sliding into home.
Huh?
Or this one.
On her heel.
Rusty nail right through my shoe. Bled for 6 blocks.
On her neck.
How about here? Ever seen this?
Well, when did you get that?
Roman candle, last 4th of July, right in the head.
My God! You're not Alyssa!
Nope. Name's Amanda. Put her there.
They shake.
Identical strangers? Holy mackerel, that's amazing!
Yeah, and it's weird, too.
But if you're here with us, then Alyssa is...
in a whole lot of trouble.
I gotta tell Mr. Calloway.
Oh, no! Wait! You can't tell him yet! We gotta get him to see Diane one more time before the wedding. They'll fall in love and Clarice will be history.
Where the hell is everybody? Vincenzo!
I sure hope you got a plan.
Amanda gives Vincenzo a sly smile. On the street in front of the orphanage, the camp's Jeep sits in a parking space. Inside, Diane sits on the edge of Amanda's bed, gazing tearfully at a framed photo of the two of them at a potter's wheel. Vincenzo comes up behind her.
Vincenzo. Oh, what are you doing here?
I came for Mr. Calloway's daughter, Alyssa. You got her. I want her back.
What are you talking about? I don't have Roger Calloway's daughter. I don't even know Roger Calloway's daughter.
Oh, yes, you do. This is Alyssa Calloway.
The photo.
No, you better get your eyes checked because this is a little girl named Amanda.
Oh, no. This is your Amanda.
He shows a photo.
But...
she gazes in wonder at the two little girls in the pictures.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it's weird, too. Now, I understand that through some simple mix-up, that Alyssa is in the care of Child Services. Now, I've been authorized to tell you that if I get her back right away, there'll be no legal entanglements.
You see, she's not exactly with me here.
What?
She's been... well, she was adopted.
Well, then you better unadopt her quick. Mr. Calloway's getting married in 90 minutes to St. Bartholomew's. He's expecting his daughter to be there, his real daughter.
90 minutes?
Yeah.
Why can't he get to Staten Island and back in 90 minutes?
Well, could I suggest that you go really, really fast? There.
If you get into any trouble, call this number. Ask for Lou.
Lou. Lou who?
He leaves Diane with a business card. At the salvage yard, Alyssa rocks on a milk crate next to a pile of junk. Her arms crossed, she scowls. Mr. Butkus and his son Harry Jr. make their way over to her.
Well, hey, look at this mess. Clean it up.
You clean it.
Oh, Betty, put a cork in it, okay? It's management.
Alyssa stands up and glares at them.
My father's Roger Calloway. And when he finds out what you're doing here, he's gonna buy this whole town, kick you out of it.
Ooh, Roger Calloway, huh? Well, then how come you ain't at his wedding?
Harry and his son smirk at the church. Amanda and Vincenzo wait outside as guests arrive.
Come on, Diane, you can do it.
We might have to stall a little bit.
How?
How should I know? You're the brains of this operation.
I must be crazy. But I am not going in that church. No matter what happens, I am not going in that church.
On a highway, Diane drives the Jeep. In the church, Roger stares at a sparkling wedding ring in a blue velvet case. He closes it and opens it again. Vincenzo comes in.
It's only natural to be nervous.
Actually, I was thinking about the World Series.
Baseball?
Mm-hmm. Vincenzo, did you ever hit a home run?
Not recently.
You know the feeling when it's bottom of the ninth, and the bases are loaded, and you know the next one's coming right down the middle. And then you just connect. And for an instant, you know that it's going over the fence and out of the park and further than you could ever imagine.
Yeah, it's a great feeling.
Yeah.
He closes the case again, stands up, and hands the case to Vincenzo. The butler helps him on with his jacket.
Clarice hates baseball.
At the Butkus Row House, Diane parks the Jeep and frantically jiggles the stick shift.
Come on, Seabiscuit, don't fail me now.
She trots up to the door.
Looking for a butt kiss?
What?
A neighbor.
You're looking for a butt kiss?
Yes. Yes, I am. Do you know where he is?
At the salvage yard. Where else? Harry works those poor kids to the bone.
What do you mean?
Why do you think he's got so many?
The Jeep spews smoke and dies. Diane nervously fishes out the business card from her jacket pocket.
Lou. Lou. Hey, hey, buddy, can I use your phone?
Yeah, sure, no charge.
At the salvage yard, Alyssa unloads metal scrap from a pickup truck. Harry Jr. and the adopted Butkus kids walk toward her. Harry Jr. kneels down, holding a tin can with jagged edges like a crown.
We've been looking for you, Your Highness.
Leave me alone!
But Your Majesty, we brought you something.
Yeah, something to make you feel more at home.
At the church, Clarice's father hands her a pill.
I knew somebody in this church would have a Prozac.
What is taking so long?
Relax, Clary. Enjoy the moment. This is the happiest day of your life.
I'm happy. Don't I look happy? This is me happy. See? Happy, 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 happy. Let's get this show on the road!
Here's your royal throne, Alyssa Calloway. Hail Betty, queen of the scrap heap.
She wears the tin can crown.
My name's Alyssa Calloway.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Princess Di.
A helicopter hovers overhead.
Attention, Harry Butkus. We're here to pick up Alyssa Calloway. All you kids in the yard, stand clear. We're coming in!
Alyssa sheds the crown, a ragged burlap robe, and a scepter made out of a plunger. Taking off his hard hat, Harry Butkus stares at the helicopter as it lands. A logo on its side reads Callaway Cellular. The kids cover their faces as the helicopter kicks up dust. As Diane hops out, Alyssa steps out of her grimy coveralls. She goes to meet Diane, then pauses, turning back to the others.
Told ya!
Harry Jr.'s jaw drops. Diane lifts Alyssa and gives her a big hug.
Alyssa Callaway, I've got to get you to that church.
Hey! That is my kid!
Get out of my way, you piece of junk. I would love nothing more than to kill you before I turn you over to social services.
With a dismissive glare at Harry Butkus, Diane carries Alyssa away. Harry hugs his son close. The kids cover their faces as the helicopter takes off in a cloud of dust. In the church, the priest holds a Bible as he stands next to Roger and Vincenzo at the altar. At the door, Muffy shoos Amanda into the nave.
Alyssa, go ahead. Hurry.
Amanda wears a frilly white dress and carries a basket of flowers.
Hi, how you doing? Good to see you. Hi, Granny, nice hat.
Yes, dear, remember we're in church.
Thanks for coming.
Good. Moving.
Wearing her wedding gown and veil, Clarice glowers at Amanda. The girl starts down the carpeted aisle as guests watch from the pews. She takes slow steps, stopping to ceremoniously place a flower on the carpet. At the altar, Roger leans closer to Vincenzo.
Any slower and she'd be walking backwards.
She's just not herself today.
The helicopter flies over the city.
We'll never make it! We only have 10 minutes!
So, Lou!
Yeah?
How close can you land this thing to the church?
Central Park, close enough.
Central Park? The Central Park? That'll do.
In Central Park, teams play softball. The batter, a guy in a yellow tank top and sweatpants, hits the ball. As he runs the bases, three men on the other team race to get the ball in the grass. The batter suddenly stops and peers at the sky, where the Callaway Cellular helicopter is descending. As it lands, the three teammates abandon the ball and run. In the church, the bridesmaids proceed down the aisle. Arm in arm, Clarice's father pats her hand as they follow.
Who would have thought my first little girl would be the last to be married?
Oh, Daddy.
Shut up. Enough of this.
Clarice pulls him along the carpeted aisle, running past the bridesmaids. Amanda steps out of the way and hurries after the others as they strive to keep up with the bride. His eyes wide, the priest gulps. At the altar, Clarice hurriedly pulls her veil back from her face. Roger and Vincenzo share a surprised look.
Okay. All right, I'm here. Let's do it.
Dearly beloved, we're gathered here in the sight of God to join in holy matrimony. Clarice and Roger.
Hmm?
In the park, Diane and Alyssa run up steps.
I'm not going in the church. I'm not going in the church. I'm not going in the church. I'm not going in the church.
Alyssa climbs into a carriage.
Oh, no. Not another horse.
Diane! Come on!
All right, fine. Where is the driver?
They spot him at a food stand.
Oh, hey, buddy! Listen, you gotta take us to St. Bart's right away. It's an emergency.
Where I close this? I'm on my break!
Seething, Diane cocks her head toward the driver's seat, and Alyssa takes the reins.
I want to thank you for all your help, bud!
Yeah!
The carriage takes off.
Hey! That's my horse!
In front of us!
Give us the horse! Give us the horse! Yeah! Yeah!
In the church.
Travel to home for richer or poorer in sickness and in health as long as you both shall live.
I do. I really do. Now him.
The priest furrows his brow and continues. On a street, the carriage speeds past pedestrians. It nearly collides with a vehicle. Diane grips the seat.
Hang on!
I'm hanging on!
What street's it on again?
54th and Park! Are we there yet?
Almost!
Signal!
In the church.
And do you, Roger, take this woman, Clarice, to be your lawful wedded wife?
to have and to hold, for richer, for poorer, and in sickness and in health, as long as you both shall live.
Clarice gives Roger an expectant grin, pink lipstick smeared on her teeth. Recoiling, he stares at her and attempts a smile. Outside, Alyssa stops the carriage in front of the church, parking it behind the white limo.
Oh, God. We made it.
Alyssa runs up the steps to the church doors, then turns back to Diane.
Aren't you coming?
No, I think I'm just going to wait for Amanda out here.
Diane Bells, get your butt up here this instant!
Okay. Maybe I'll just stand in the back and take a little look-see.
She joins Alyssa. Inside, Clarice gives Roger an encouraging nod. Amanda shakes her head. Roger's fearful expression softens as he recalls his time with Diane. He bumps his head on a branch. Leaning over him as he lies on the ground, she holds up three fingers. Later, she cradles his head and gently blows on his head wound. In the mess hall, they join in the food fight. At the lake, they playfully dunk each other and almost kiss. The memories end. Wedding guests turn toward the door as Alyssa and Diane come in. Alyssa pushes Diane onto the carpet. Amanda pumps her fist.
Yes.
Roger spots Diane and a smile brightens his face. She gives him an embarrassed wave.
Roger.
He turns back to Clarice.
I can't.
Alyssa pumps both fists.
Yes!
Diane nudges her.
Excuse me? What did you say?
I'm so sorry, Clarice, I can't.
She abruptly pulls her hands away from his.
I should have said something earlier.
With a dreamy look, he turns back to Diane and their eyes meet.
I'm in love with someone else.
Anger flashes across Clarice's face and she slaps him.
Ah!
Standing in the back of the church, Diane shrugs. Roger rubs his jaw.
Guess I deserve that.
This is all your fault!
Vincenzo grabs her wrist.
Lady, if you touch that child, I'll pop you one, so help me God.
Wearing scruffy clothes and a backwards hat, Alyssa runs up the aisle just as Clarice marches toward the door. The two stop and stare at each other. Alyssa offers a sweet smile. Clarice does a double take.
Oh my God, there's two of them. It's a conspiracy! Well, at least I'll get to hit one of you.
Hey!
Diane confronts her.
Back off, Barbie. And by the way, you have a little tiny bit of something right here on your teeth.
Clarice turns to everyone.
I have never been more humiliated in my life!
Diane moves aside and gestures to the door.
Wanna bet?
Alyssa stomps on Clarice's hem, pulling the skirt from her wedding dress, leaving her in her underwear. Guests point and take photos as she tries to cover herself with her bouquet. Vincenzo doubles over in laughter.
Oh my God.
She runs out. The priest throws his Bible into the air and walks off. Alyssa hurries over to Amanda.
About time you showed up.
We got here as soon as we could. Hi, Daddy.
His jaw hanging open, Roger kneels between the two identical girls and looks from one to the other.
This is impossible.
Nothing's impossible. Right, Alyssa? You got that right.
Vincenzo wears an amused smile.
If you're my... Who are you?
Name's Amanda. Put her there. I'm with her.
Amanda shakes Roger's hand and points to Diane. As guests stream past her on their way out of the church, she shrugs and waves. Roger nods, then glances at Amanda. Later outside, Diane sits on the church steps, nervously tapping her feet and tugging at the cuffs of her jacket. Roger comes out with the girls.
Well, I guess we're even.
What do you mean?
You saved my life.
I'm sorry about spoiling the party. I just didn't want the wrong girl to go down the aisle. I mean the wrong flower girl.
I think you had it right the first time.
Told ya, third time's a charm.
Well, wait a minute. All of this was your doing?
The girls nod.
Oh, it was it?
Well, ladies, what do you have to say for yourselves?
They whisper.
So kiss already!
Standing close together, Diane and Roger gaze at each other. A breeze disturbs Diane's long hair. It brushes her flushed cheeks. They draw together and share a warm, lingering kiss. The girls slap high fives.
Put her there, sister.
Diane and Roger slowly pull apart.
And it's a high fly ball.
Over the left field wall.
The carriage driver stands with the butler.
Excuse me. This gentleman claims that the ladies stole his buggy.
Oh my God, he's right, we did.
Whoa, you did go out of your way.
It was her idea.
Alyssa acts surprised.
Vincenzo, I'd like you to ask that nice gentleman if he'd sell. I don't care what it costs. That horse deserves a house in the country.
I trust we can make some kind of arrangement.
Roger, Diane, and the girls board the carriage.
Oh, girls, what do you say we do a little sightseeing?
And then you girls can tell us the whole story.
Driver, once around the park, if you please.
It'll be my pleasure, boss.
Vincenzo drives.
Walk on, Duke.
He snaps the reins and the carriage heads down the street. Fade to black. Remaining opening credits: Philip Bosco, Jane Sibbett, casting by Amy Lippens, costume designer Molly McGinnis, music by Sherman and Ray Foote, co-producers Laura Friedman, Andy Cohen, edited by Roger Bondelli, ACE, production designer Edward Pizzoni, director of photography Kenneth D. Zunder, ASC, executive producers Keith Samples, Mel Efros, written by Deborah Dean Davis. Produced by James Orr and Jim Cruikshank. Directed by Andy Tennant. End credits roll. Me and you, the same two, the same two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. The same two.
It takes two, baby. It takes.
come true. Yes, they do.
Copyright 1995, Reicher Entertainment Incorporated. All rights reserved. Unauthorized duplication is prohibited. The persons and events portrayed in this production are fictitious. No similarity to actual persons living or dead is intended or should be inferred. This motion picture is protected under laws of the United States and other countries. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution, or reproduction of this motion picture or videotape or any part thereof, including the soundtrack, may result in severe civil and criminal penalties. A logo, Paramount, a Viacom company.